to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
PNC News. Kiritaba this serious.
Oh, where is everyone?
It's only PNC News.
And then
Hello and welcome to PNC News. My name is Leslie Fairkaker and I'm back like not your father. In today's news, the Hawks are investigating dockets of high treason linked to AfriForum and Solidarity's visit to the USA. AfriForum alleges by visiting high senior staffers in the White House and spreading propaganda, they are trying to prevent the country from becoming the next Zimbabwe. White South Africans love threatening us with Zimbabwe. They say we play the race card, they play the Zimbabwe card. This country is turning into Zimbabwe. My white accent. It's because of white South Africans I have nightmares about the Zimbabwean ghost. I can still hear him. He's the first Shona speaking ghost I ever met. He chases me in my nightmares. Go away, Robert Mugabe. Mira Ikosavina.
Done in South Africa. We've written to the president in April last year with regard to the Expropriation Act. He simply ignored. Then with regard to the Bella Act, we were involved, as our colleagues at Solidarity, involved with negotiations with government, also mandated by the president, and he simply denied afterwards. Then, of course, in the last month, we've heard the president's spokesperson saying they refuse to speak to us. The president will not meet with AfriForum and Solidarity. That's their prerogative. But if they don't want to speak to us, they should not become hysterical when we speak to people that do want to listen to what we have to say.
And in other news, the driver of the McLaren 5705 that crashed at speed on High Level Road in Sea Point, Cape Town, has been identified as Nigerian rapper Trigger Baby. He should call himself Trigger Baby, because from now on, that's what he'll be driving. A car with three gears. Trigger Baby's real name is Prince Obioma. Despite his injuries, Obioma is not getting much sympathy online.
Too fast, I've only acting my crime. I'm only acting fine.
Here at PNC, we do not condone Trigger's actions. Driving that speed in a residential area is beyond reckless. That car was moving to Afrobeats. Sparks were flying. I could see the fire. Trigger almost turned into a burner boy. Also, brah, wear better shoes when you drive. I refuse to empathize with you. As a driver, I will not put myself in your shoes. No, I hate it when people drive like this. Someone must give me a McLaren so I can show them how to drive. McLaren, if you're watching this, give me one, please. I'll even take a quote, but McLaren is my third choice. I heard a McLaren can drive a Zimbabwean ghost away. Go away! In the name of Learn More, Jonasi, go away! That's it from us at PNC News. The Zimbabwe ghost is crossing my border. My name is Leslie Fairkaker. See you next week. Same green screen. Fuck my color. Foot sack.
Ash, bros. Another problem. But Varga. And then now I try to tell them what I get half because every time I get about Mbozorga half, bang half is, and then Gaba half air, one of our Nagar Naga half, and then Kavanaba bang half is. So I try by all means to tell them what I saw is a half in. I understand. Kinagaru Dangi half or half, like I'm a principal, I have a scope, like so Marabona, Carly, like. kuringari kosnami principal ba bona gare vele ke spanisa ga basi abaslisa le mohai le ke le go hai ba bona gare ke se afi abantsi serious le ke biza ba to get a hello baby are hello baby ya tsafi go ene lo tsebe ya ba bona le ke dumile di jo tsa bana ke di ja cause na kana tadi jo tsa bana ke re ga di ja mo ba re wa mona wa half and na ke ra so because of I know the grocery like again man stuff ba bona so go pela leng khang leng ba ona na se le ke la bise go khala ba tsa ke se tlhale ka ba bona so a ke tsone ga e bere ga nna tabe cause a gara to le re ka no le a ke motho a rata mo bere ka so a gara to le ya no go e bere ga nna tabe ke ke gore ke fina ga ke self employed ke bere ga dilo tse le gore ba tlo banya go mpere ke sa motso ba bona a ke se tlhale le ke me tadi kiki mola ba bona ga re ke se tlhale ba re nta to mo kana o bise ga tadi kiki o ke se ka itshudula ka ke se ka itshudula like just like selos ke sa moti chudula for God's sake ke motho kana ba ngana sen so a ke jamba jamba na ke frog ke ntse ke raso a bona gare ke style ha because ke na le sometimes ke ntse gare a ke tloki a ke na zaka maybe ya go di massaging and stuff ba bona so I do it on myself but a ke I differ no sko mora like the thing in kamomora a bona ke I'm trying by all means for get the massage because I guys are going back forward and then give up that to mukokotlo so mar mukokotlo I don't need a shoulder to cry on when I understand I cry forward ke motho kala so about the kick are wa perishoti do can I like I'm self microwaved like you know the heat come hard to people but they don't understand that porque que afisa el lo como tanto que con parachute que se potrice because I know potrice but by screaming and stuff so que prepare my job is to scream is people scream when they see me and I scream back because I see them unless if I don't see them again I scream because I hear a voice somewhere que no lugar de tu voice armalenga every day and then ke ba babon ke skrema babon ke chawe lor batla tsale police so I do screaming and I love screaming at night
o fix nya re ko
no ngas a scream yeah ke mon na ke scream alin kes ka scream
someone who can tell you about Goev.
They are so left their body. When I was like, I was
going to go. He's been on the way. How many kids do you have, Doc?
Six.
What?
School fees, they said, I'm going to go. I want to go to the dream. I'm going to go to the dream. I'm going to go to the dream.
Per month.
Hey, lighter. Push the mic back.
Ah, ke toya dumela Mike. Ke toya dumela ka holo fa. A ke krepo. A tsore mo ke de.
Guys.
No, don't worry, I will come.
You'll be there.
Six kids.
I come when I want to come.
Wow.
I'm a come.
Six kids later.
Come down.
Yeah.
Why do you guess that was like a baby? Come and come.
Go on and come.
Wow. No, come.
Register. Come and come. Go out, Zaga Gator. Thanks for coming.
Kana maru urali package ila ya 2 hours.
Yeah, 1 hour is 100 rand. 150 get to 3 hours. 350 msuku bonke. Maru waitura ho vhathu vha ti bet.
Ayo msuku bonke.
A fetsa mo wa bolela sa itse ro bolela.
All right, sense.
Ma all right.
Ma all
right. Go sa yona. Kuru feel like unyaga. Okopela tswarelo in a way. Yeah, or sorry for coming early. Batung.
Ke rutile.
Rutile rutile. I know it's because of in an hour. Yeah. In an hour there's greetings.
Yes.
Hug.
Yes.
Hug.
Yes.
For 5 minutes.
I can.
I'm going to go to the toilet. I bet the bar can get 6 9.
I clear ready pipes.
So I want to
free for
a refa.
I want to refa. Who's got a Pumula system. Why rubber? Got rubber rage.
Why rubber?
Got rubber rage. When you have a funding.
I don't know, man.
And then, yeah, the thing is, I bet I'm watching Tita, watching Tita. I bet I shoot on this one.
Sunroof Ibule.
Ibule. Or parallel.
Ashi.
Oh, wow.
This should be an advert for come for come.
Yeah,
come
and
come.
I'm going to get 10 minutes, fella. Get the medicine, the hack the thing, body clearing and stuff. So, half it, I'm all out. Can I get us on our Sutella? Sutella, on Namokari Yanda, the fathering system.
Fathering system.
Yeah, Namokari. Wow, to go. Karea Fisa. I won. This car was troubled.
Oh,
I'm going to say this one. So I said, 20 minutes, Yana. But. 40 minutes left. 40 minutes left. The boy Rangamo. What do you want to study? What do you want to study? Yeah, in your life, like the whole life, yeah.
The extended look.
Batum. Our corner, I am trying hardly. If you want to get the silent,
yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a beautiful place to stay, please do check out the lovely holiday destination that's got a 5-star rating online. It's called Come and Come. Because you can come and come together. We come together. Yeah. Come, Duze. Come to come.
Yeah. Please come down.
Yes.
Thanks for coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cheese babies.
Yes.
Welcome
to
a super special episode of PNC.
Mm-hmm.
People need comedy.
Yeah.
Now, today we are with my favorite person in the entire world. But before we introduce them, let me talk about the 7th most favorite person in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, dressed like Undertaker 180. Please.
Like I told Greaves.
If Kolona Lenyakari Tombstone Likatsui, where he is your guy, looking like a reformed Nyaope. Ladies and gentlemen. Okara Skeleton Sub Pirates, ladies and gentlemen, please put your digital hands together. Help us welcome Father of One.
Yes.
Sitsi Chumeric the Barbarian. And rocking a jersey that looked like she jumped over a barbed wire fence to be here today. Please put your digital hands together for the one, the only Farida. Farofai to the Fize. In the back, looking like Gerald Levet. Please put your hands together with a man who has the
Jerry.
Jerran,
don't take it away. No,
oh,
take your love away. Kena Shandre Abrahamson. Is Ninja's a game? Is Ninja's a life? A courageous father. Ladies and gentlemen.
Courageous.
Yeah, his courage as a father. Hey, D-man, na shapatsako, barking show ele, what's it, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Doc, we have an emergency here. Can we get some help? Can that's the most of that. Put in your ass.
It's
my child talks Nyarasa. There are other sick people.
Yeah.
People are dying here. Nyarasa.
There's a guy with TB.
Ladies and gentlemen, courageous father Tabiso Mushongo.
Amen.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Boys and girls,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask it in English.
do you judge it? Or as they say, what a judge.
Hey, hey.
Rocking a two-piece okari, a part-time student, Yako Maria. Ladies and gentlemen, father of six, hitmaker, former SARS investigatee. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your digital hands together. Welcome back to the set, a man who has tears of joy in his eyes. The one, the only, the unqualified, Dr. Malinga!
Thank you. Yeah, hey, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Kokota SARS ke maemo.
Yes.
Wena u finitse SARS.
SARS ke maemo, but gila bona motho o gay chango ka SARS. Unor wow, he didn't study because of acidity time advanced lotela. SARS as a time advanced. I wish all SARS 100 million.
Yeah.
Kora tla bege ritse boga. You must calculate such things.
Yes.
Wang understand. So riska tlwa elana. And then I want to address something when you speak about the SARS thing. Mekji, kabukhutswane mfanaka unalola ta side kutla Mekji, you must read the room. You must read the room ka uska poster di koloi, you must read the room because of nola but about thusa nakwe ke la ke read the room nna. Aga read the room nna. Nakwe ke hoella go yena ba sang
kotatsa. Yes.
You want born people will say Malinga you don't have to post because of ngari you are bragging and stuff. No, it's I follow what the feelings. If
yes.
I feel like crying, I cry.
Yes.
And I don't care tell or kill na komang.
Exactly.
Ke tsena komang.
You can't schedule a tear.
You can't schedule. But what's again? Ke cancellation ya di bo. I cry when I want to cry because yes. I got the appointment to go la go make G.
Yes.
I just I get no love.
Yes.
Baby gabu aru ya ga ke ko la kwa. Ko la kwa. Ta u bo tsa gore half past 4 ha ithoma.
Ebe
ke checka situation. U kila bona o lla mara u tiketsisa. When you cry and wabono how long you know deep down in your heart attack and overlevelet through Chinese eyes overlevelet mo
erikili chai
through Chinese eyes overlevelet
hoskaramaima
overlevelet baba did ba fall in the trap yaselona
yeah
but oh yeah but guess what I cry when I want to cry
yes
I will cry when I need help and then I will also laugh when I got help. Mm-hmm. Understand? So people will say, why was Rengano? It's a testimony. So, I'm giving you a testimony.
Yes,
for God's sake.
And that's what I wanted to get into, right? And, yeah. I'm glad you jumped straight into it. But
Episode.
Let's get to it right now. No, because it almost says people, because Ruhupula, as you were in this part of your life,
yes.
You were crying, redonate the 10 randa.
Hey.
Also, now you've taken the 10 randa zarona, Oreka McLaren, Oreka.
No.
So here's my thing. When you cried, no kupatus, you were asking for help.
I got it.
You got help. Mm. Not only did it help you, it helped you catapult yourself into success.
They carried
back into success. So you also coming on and showing us, Jorge, guys.
Ashifal.
Ask for help.
Look what your prayers have done for me. Look what your help has done for me. Not only did you help me, I am succeeding again. Do you think people have a problem with the fact that they are seeing you succeed and they wanted you to stay there?
Mm.
But now we are talking about, because this topic, Ribery Fitla Mayona, is because of the broke ones.
Yeah.
Abangena ma broke right. You understand? Abangena ma broke right. They will say whatever they want to say about the doctor, the Malinga doctor. Why? Because of they did not donate anything. Those who donated, it came from their heart attack. You understand? So laba banga donating, si lana manches kulma ngabanda banga donating. Because of one who donated, uzot wow. look at my donation. You understand? Look at, because of now I've schooled many people. I've spent more than millions kids and sabana the gold and stuff. So when one comes and say, Kebereka go Capitec, unalo mungo bereka Capitec, you understand? Omungara mean engineer, because of you. Kids wana lo zekiri nyaganze you. But those who did not donate, banale melomo, emetele. You understand? Babia, so now we are addressing those broke ones. Sorry. You know, next time, Mishem, Ogabale on a tender, no snayona, but Ogabale on a in future. You understand?
And yes. In addressing those broke ones, Malume Doctor. My thing is, right, I think a lot of people have a misconception that was your source of income. I don't think people are aware of the other things that you do.
Yes. So, again, I cried, Diego McGee. People, they don't understand my emotions. You don't understand?
And what you were currently going through. It wasn't just, I'm going through this as an artist. Mm-mm. I'm going through this as a businessman as well. Mm. Swimming pool nesna meet.
Wow. guys, people must understand something.
Is the water now?
Yeah, water. Natural. But people must understand. Like I said, I never. It was not staged to cry out, Megji. It was the emotions took over as I'm a real person.
And that's what you were going through.
And guess what? The go through guy born because of there was a misunderstanding of how. Does he owe SARS? Maybe I educated someone. When I cried there, I swing about to my mom, Eric looking to the camera. I swing. One understand. Marhakil Lamola. I had like a Negrigisa stand in Saga Sagosia Buso. I bought that stand. I sold that stand. Got 350. Kill Lagis 350 Gamo Potli. Kewella Egamo Potli. But guess what? When I cried, the emotions, because now I was, when I need people, they are not there for me. And then, basically, I lose my sister. When I cry, sorry about that. So, and then Mola. Like, who puts in my sister? My sister will come and hug me.
Emotions.
I needed a hug. I needed someone who can come with a 200 ketele. Armalinga, take this for your kids. And then that thing going, Amohela, wow, they remembered me. Because that time, that thing out, people forgot what I did for them. You understand? Because, or maybe I can say, God forgot what I did for Batubahai. Why asaba Romel Mona to come and assist me when I need a hug? I needed someone to say, Kuzolunga. As I normally tell people, Kuzalo Hutaba, all right.
And then you are living testament of that because Gulungile.
Gulungile, Father.
Hallelujah.
Gulungile, no, I don't know.
It's better. I'm not Gulungile.
And I wanted to ask that because do you feel like you owe somebody an explanation for your current success?
Angere owing someone an explanation. Angere le generation okone one o tlhalo anyo re tsalang. So my life is an episode. Watch it. And then if that's an explanation of my life. Angere mbone ke lla. O sa itjore ke lela eng ibile bila bila itomile kae. So watch the episode ya Dr. Malinga and then I don't have to explain to anyone.
Yeah.
You don't have to explain to anyone and then it's not like maybe people invested in me. Now I got 10 rand in this investment. Nearly help. So some people they
but not gonna give pyramid
scream. No, this investment, nearly donation, they were touched by God or man too. Wang understand. And then guess what? I'm paying it forward.
Exactly.
I'm paying it forward. And then the forward person, first of all, it's me first. Because if I'm happy, I can make other people happy. If my children are happy, I can make Makelo and his children happy again. Wang understand? I can say, man, mama, size 4, more. Alomugan.
Oh, I feel it.
One of us about a size 10 Alomugan. Copeland and Morgan size 1. One understand. I don't know. I don't know. I don't and stuff. We may like this tab was a size 10. Size 10 Yamu delay. One understand. Kosang zero limofen size 1. One at a.
Zero.
Yes.
Yo,
I know during that time you lost a lot of like things that meant a lot to you, including Stand Seo Sahao, right? Because you're saying yes, you were crying, but you had 350.
Yeah.
But also it was a reluctant.
I said 350.
It was
a
grant, yeah.
350.
Yes.
So it's that thing where people. No, so yes. Where I'm getting at with that, that you lost a lot of stuff.
Father.
But yeah, since he asked it the hood way, so Doc, you know, you lost a lot of stuff during that time. Yes. Stuff got taken away. Now you're in a position where you can reward yourself. How did you start rewarding? Tell us about the first car you purchased as a reward to yourself. Because when you arrived, we heard some pipes.
Baton. Attention, again. I'm busy the pipes. I'm busy the four pipes. I'm here.
Yes.
Arrived. Yeah, good past tense. I arrived.
The weather, because I'm a little lightning.
I bought my wife a G.
Yeah. G Wagon.
G Wagon. Yes. Mercedes. Yeah. Give wife system.
Love.
Then I bought myself in Yana bargaining the M4 the competition. On an extra Yana, we busy. Yashiana. Yeah, friend of a friend. Hallelujah. And then when I learn what I post, I was gonna be so good poster. I wanna, but I give video. Give video anywhere. I wanna. So yeah, but I didn't buy cars. I bought my happiness. I bought.
Yes.
I'm okay.
Yes.
I bought. I belong.
Yes.
I bought. I'm one of you.
Yeah.
I bought. I'm here. I work hard.
Yes.
I bought attention. Attention, everyone.
I'm here.
Because people judge.
I'm back. Because like you said, you went through a dark time.
Yes.
You were up. Then you went down and you went under.
Then
you had to get back up. Now you are going top.
Yeah. So kick you another thing because of sometimes when you lose. Things like SARS, you don't only lose the Lotosa SARS, you also lose business. Because people about to associate about Babas Nang Seilo. They are like that.
And what does that do to your dignity as well?
True.
My brother. Because now I'm a simple guy, but with simple baga make me poor. Because I paid the patesi loze buy, you know, farmer di show me what hey, this and that.
You were too giving when you had a fortune.
Yes.
And you were thinking Khor, that would be returned.
No,
but you learned the hard way, Khorri. When those wells dried up, did he show me?
Can hori tena manjwa ore unanoromang, unanoruntu, unogantusa, unanoruntusi zekantu. Because of people who will insult you, hasezo lgo fast, is those ones, by no more neba jachelta hao. Why blue it ababizi ba tubala basa izin se loka chelta hao. They called the pagiza.
They called
them. They can't call someone. Kisa jaselo.
Yes.
You come to me and Malinga, how did you feel when you ate that million? Yeah, that guy. Me? Well, oh boy. So my episode different like a bit. Mara Baba Jileng. Yeah. Baba Jileng, those one who ate the man.
Stories.
I remember.
And it's always.
They always remember. I remember he came.
Yeah.
It was before.
Yeah.
No, five. Yeah, five.
I was hungry.
I was hungry. That guy, he was like a prophet.
Yeah.
Then he said, are you hungry? I nearly cried. But I didn't. Because my savior was here. Then he asked me, what do you want to eat? You know, when you are asking, you can't say this and this and this and that. Deep down, I needed grocer.
Can I ask a question?
Can I answer?
love for you to please.
Please.
Now that you've gotten yourself out of this situation, do you think you've changed who you are as a person who helps
people? I love it. I love it. Because guess what?
Are you still as helpful?
Yes, I'm. Yeah, okay. I help for looking automatically. Get the heart attack and lose. That's how I was built. But guess what? Now I've changed a lot because I made. I get to buy a covenant.
A covenant. Yeah.
A promise to God.
A promise to God.
Then I promised myself.
Oh, you a covenant to self.
Yeah, I told myself, Malinga, akesatsia bosepa.
Okay.
I guess that's your makaka.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that. No. Don't tell me that. Mm. Can I let that thing out? Don't tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't say that.
You are acting your age, not the Sioux way.
Yeah. Well, I understand. It's okay. I told Dr. Malinga, it's your time now. You've been giving people. Now you are lacking because of ungrateful ones. Because there'll be those ones. I help people. But guess what? Now it's all about me. Because before I bought those cars, I told my wife, "Got a baby, I'm going to buy a car. I want a car. I need a car. For what? Not for you. I don't need a car, a family car. Sometimes you must reach that point out. I don't need a family car.
Mm.
And although I'm a member of this family, but I need a car for me.
Mm. Yo.
I'm dealing with focus on
money.
I've done a lot for you. Mm. I'm a good father. Mm. Understand? So, but now I want something for me. If I get a one-seat car, I will buy it for me. Can you allow me to be to just for Ntweo now?
Mm.
My wife got support system. Our baby, do Ntweo when you please. Because I wanted to make myself happy. I was, because all my life, I've been there for people, even people who betrayed me. One understand?
Mm-hmm.
Betraying. As that was not one must take someone, something from you. One understand? Maybe I would jigel or something. I'm talking about my father. I got hold of the papa.
Ah.
Mm. One good organ.
Style
like
a movie.
Guess what? I don't have to say because now gonna le papa ga ebe gerge hotelian. Hold of the papa is when you can't do things on your own and then he's there.
Yeah.
Okay, when I got those things to tie my shoes, he must teach me how to.
Yes.
Like my, I'm not bashing my father.
Munna goes through this phase.
He will history ahai. Why he jore nale kai na kweyo? Wanga understand? I don't remember him buying me shoes. I don't remember him buying me school kids. School kids. Him by not buying me school shoes, you'll end up taking other kids' school shoes.
The hand-me-downs.
Hallelujah. Mm. Yeah, but.
Hallelujah.
Right. You survived.
Thank you. I'm alive.
Hembe na lebo GBV. Yeah. Na lebo how we go. Na lebo how we go.
Yeah.
Apenyuha. Apenyuha. First chance, second. Pura emotional. So, fathers must be
suicide bomb.
But you made it.
I like
through the rug.
Through the rug. Oh my! But there's a Titanic cup in
it. Iraq.
Iraq.
But only Congolese. Our soldier. It will present the way of oil. Yeah. So,
oh my God.
So fathers and mothers, be careful of what you are doing Skagra uno iraba not just for fun.
Mm. Yes.
I'm very emotional when it comes to kids. Yes. And then maybe Wajuru Basadi they will say, why orwanaka ki stepfather or stepfather? Hey, what? I'm a stepfather, I'm a good stepfather to my son. The firstborn, T said so. I'm a stepfather. And Marwa stepfather younger. Younger, you must be stepfather.
You must be stepfather. Yeah.
But I love what you said about choosing. And I think for me, that's the testimony that I'm getting.
Yeah.
That finally, Dr. Malinga chose himself.
Yeah.
Right? I love the fact that you've chosen yourself. And by doing that, you're starting to realize how many people you are able to make happy in the process. The important people.
Yes.
It's something as small as saying, I needed a car for myself. At the height of your career, I used to see you driving around in a V-Class, only one.
Mm.
One man. Because that bus was for everyone else.
Mm.
For everyone else that you were with. For family, for whatnot. So to see you at a point where you go, I actually want something for myself.
For me.
I actually want something for my wife.
Mm.
I actually want to tabisa my kids.
Yeah.
And you talking right now about this basically not warning, but talking to people about just making children not being present is because you know what it takes to be a present father.
Yes.
You are a father of how many?
Six.
Six.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, Marginia Motroelanya, I'm
sorry.
I got seven, eh? It's not a problem to count on, one or two, ten and stuff. Mara, now it's time to make a wealth for the Linga tribe. You understand? Yeah, no gina kwa wira chele.
Then Father, what is it? Is he part of the Linga tribe?
Ore maro. Questions we are moving that way.
So that man who don't see.
We don't want to talk about him because we don't want to talk. He's a sensitive one. This one.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not gonna be.
Hey.
I know the style. I say since how about the lalemo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
So we don't have to. We know nothing about him. Seriously, Zingore. Una lengwa nashu, mara I must support at all. Because now that guy akimuizi, kore akimuizi, I don't know him. Like
that's crazy.
Wabona like wabona ngarikizi anamo on PNC. Ngar, Evan, pop, this is what you. So I understand. So I don't know him.
Yeah.
And then I do not want to know him as we are not friends. You understand?
Yes.
And then I'm not angry at him.
And thank you for assuming. Yes, and thank you for assuming that role.
Yeah.
Know? Because yes. Our fathers lacked in certain areas, but to the stepfathers out there, like your stepfather is
the best
amazing.
But I think
that's what also makes us good parents, and that's what makes you such a great parent.
Yes.
Is that ohotse without.
Yeah. Therefore, Aroma bonds have an umfanaga. Apecachego, we're not this season. Our reversa G, we're gone.
A nice credit.
The privilege is so much.
Maremo manion. Reversa wanaka. It's a irreversible.
It can go back.
Yeah, I love the going back time.
Yeah,
it can go back. And guess what? When I'm out, got this one.
Mm.
Go forward. No gala D.
You know,
for drive.
Yeah.
I want to ask a question.
Or
I want to ask a question because we're talking about kids, Tabi. So you are a father, Shandre. You are a father of many. Titsi, father.
Oh boy.
Linga.
Some think they are fathers. They don't know.
That was bestowed.
You don't have a child.
You are a father.
So you are a father.
Here's what I want
until
to know.
Until episode.
Because.
One of the people who are about to say.
We regret to inform you.
We regret to know you, to inform you that.
This
child you are sitting next to. It's Maluleka. Are you Maluleka? Ah, wana ke malinga ne? Hey, ke malinga na.
And as soon as Babalela saw Tomo won,
yeah. It's only mo wana ogra lor maybe someone your friend.
Yes.
Ona onanka the armpit.
Yes.
ulutwa
strong
ulutwa strong ha setse le tlhole le boledisana uri nthweng ka lo wa fa mosile
marjorie
ka mphiti and um peter fair I hate them sometimes.
Oh, what?
I hate single mothers sometimes because they love entitlement. Now, as a single mother, I raised these boys.
The boyfriend.
Yes. I want to mention, as a strong single mother, but I've got this Mavuso from Lingus. Malinga, thank you for the 200. As we're going forward. Single mother, car when I was a baby dead. No, I didn't go my
side. Yeah, I remember it.
Are you a chief? Or is a village, or is a community?
That single mother title, it's almost like an achievement for
them. Yeah, and they're lying. We are there. Hey, I gave you 200 danda. I gave you mili. Mention me. You know, as a single mother.
Even use that title to kind of exclude the father and not wanting the father to be in the children's lives because they're chasing that title of I'm a single mother.
Yes. They want it
myself.
So bad.
Yeah.
Farida.
I think it's on behalf of single mothers.
Are you a single mother?
I'm not a mother.
Oh, you're not
a
mother.
I'm not a mother.
Or singing.
If he is imagining, I don't want phantom children near me. Thanks. So what I'm saying is, I think maybe what they may mean is, as much as they do have a village to help raise the child, there are certain moments that other people aren't there when things are going down. Those tough moments where you have to teach your child certain things or have tough conversations about where's my dad?
That's very obvious. Because if you can have a father that can't teach you anything.
That's very true. And I think that's why
And guess what? I'm sorry to say what I will say. I'm happy because of my father love fighting sometimes, but he's a good man. But sometimes I feel like I'm happy he didn't raise me.
That's the best option. Some fathers will teach you just spamming.
It's the greatest gift they can give you.
Spamming.
I think the idea of a good
I even tell you live. Please change. Yeah. Be a good man. Be like me. Because my uncle Selone. He even said to me, Sale Kibelewa is the first time seeing a dad want to be like the son. Like me. Why? And guess what? My father, when we are driving in whatever we are driving on or when we are walking, when they say Lingas, he responds, but my father is not Malinga.
But he wants my, the association with the brand. My father
is Malin, is a Modise. Mm. If my father married my mother,
you would have
I
been
would be Dr. Modise. Modise. Mm.
Oh,
that's Malinga
so crazy. Dr.
My...
Kukasiki, Dr. Modise.
Yes.
Wow.
No.
No, Kukasiki, Dr. Modise.
Yeah.
He deal
like a teeth. He deal like a teeth. He deal like a kidney. Yeah. So, like, I will be Modise, Dr. Goodwill Modise. Mm. But because Azanga Gantwig, barking on the marriage certificate and stuff. Mm. I'm Dr. Malinga. It's my mother's surname.
It's your maternal.
But when
surname.
They see us, Malinga, they don't respond.
But that's because you've almost had to reverse engineer this. I think someone who went through the same thing was Kevin Hart. Like Kevin Hart, Papa Chai was a drug addict. He was not present in his life, whatnot, and he had anger issues towards Papa Chai.
Yeah.
But later on, he ended up taking his father under his care, and he fixed whatever the relationship was.
Yeah.
But at some point, Kevin Hart had to accept his father.
Yeah.
Go come and come.
Mm, yeah, he's a good guy. Man, I get like some things. Like ask a yet happen to you. Or get what's a baba indirect. You understand?
No, but I like that you've inspired him to the point where he's now trying to be like you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But don't you think they'll never understand? I firmly,
we don't care.
I firmly believe that it is not in our
control. We don't care.
It's not in our control to try and change somebody who's lived like that for a very long time, because what's going to happen is, for me, that when I tried to see you and I tried to change that whole thing, it ended up hurting me more. So I just healed within myself,
yeah,
and then accepted him for whatever he does.
If you're
a flopper, then you're like, hey, that man was a flopper.
No.
Yeah. No, we are not there to change them. We just have to adjust or keep barring more over time more.
Yes.
You understand?
Further.
I think to that point, most single moms see the person they've had children with and they see the type of person he is. And at the point where he doesn't want to take responsibility, she goes, cool, you don't have to. At some point, this child will find out why this person wasn't here and why I decided to take it on my own. Because there are certain things you're not going to let your child do, especially because you know that the other person's not pulling their weight as much as you are.
Oh, Farida, you just touched an internal nerve.
So here's what I mean
when I say Farida touched the nerve. My mom allowed me to grow up with the hero complex that I still had of my father. Because she never wanted to tarnish that in my mind.
Oh,
so throughout my whole life, my mother never told me what my father did. I grew up thinking, why would my mom leave? Why, our life was so good.
You're blaming her.
I blamed her for the longest of time. Until Kahola.
Your father then are gone.
Yeah. We vice it.
Legs or death? Before that?
To the sky. No, Oshale both, Oshale legs, Billy.
And then
to the sky. Yeah. Legs, wings.
Don't come back. missing you doesn't mean you must come back.
Yeah,
now miss a fella, job.
So my mom let me hold on to that idea for the longest of time.
Mm.
And then only when I got older, I started learning certain things. Then I realized, decision ya khurma o lady
abai. This, we born.
So to echo those words.
Because also for a child, like your bra, if to have like a bad father, like the Biso says, because the way
It's basically because
especially a boy child and a girl child, like they can basically see the way the father treats the mother, how they basically go out in the world and treat other people.
Yeah,
that's
my sons will treat their wives nicely.
Guys,
another sensitive touch.
Now I love one who loves me.
Yes.
I give back.
My love, it's not a love, it's like experience. Yeah, we come far. Mm. I don't deal far away. Mm. I deal nowadays.
No, yes.
One understand? Mm. I deal with nowadays. I don't deal with experience. You used to love me. You used to. If I don't love you, you don't love me. We don't love each other. I don't depend on kids. My love, my kids are not pillar of my love.
Mm.
Yes. Like, I don't depend on my kids to love my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I love my wife because I love my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Should I not love my wife, I won't love my wife. Mm-hmm. You understand? Yeah, and then I will love my kids automatically. I don't care about... We come far. You remember when SARS came? I deal with such thing. I don't deal with John Van Riebe.
Yeah.
I don't deal with John Van Riebe. Koisan, love. Koi.
Do you get nervous, especially after the 28th of February? Like, now is the 1st of March.
No. Because, you know... I get worried or why kisabere get too much.
Yeah.
I owe them too much. That's my stress.
Yeah.
One match.
Yeah.
And then you know what I love about February? Some years. I love the leap year because it delays time. By a day. Larga wanna get 28 guys. But why are we here? Because leap year.
I'm glad you finally got that off your chest.
Before we go, Tabiso, you had something.
No, I wanted to find out.
Yeah.
That thing you're explaining, does it not play the lines of loyalty?
Which one?
The I love my wife when I love my wife. Not because we've been through whatnot.
Yeah.
Does it not blur the lines of loyalty? Because if Farida now says she loves you,
are you loving
her? Where's your loyalty then?
Mm.
Oh, you love who loves you?
No, listen. Because I'm in love already, automatically.
Yes.
And then my wife loves me now.
Mm.
I love her.
Mm.
I love her because when I love my wife, I love her with my heart. I don't use her heart to love her.
Mm.
I use my love to love her. And then I go to look out when someone comes and say, I love you. I love you, fair, because I know the experience of love that she gave me. Mm. One understand? Because when I talk about that, let me emphasize.
Yes.
Please.
Nah? When I talk about that, let's say my wife decides to get another man. How can I love someone who loves another man? But if she continue to love me, and then we go.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
When you say it sounds like what's this? Unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
But when you break it down, it sounds very conditional.
It's based on her loving him.
No. I think you're misinterpreting it, right? I think at the core of this, let me try and demystify some of this.
Yes.
Perhaps, what I heard from the doctor here is I heard him saying, loving someone is a choice. And I choose to love those who choose to love me.
Yes.
The love between him and his wife is reciprocal.
Yeah,
they make a decision. They decide every day. You wake up and you decide, I'm going to love this person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to be by this person. It's a choice you make. You're not being forced.
Not putting
a gun on your head and saying, Nakir. Hey, we are. It's a choice you have to make, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. Is that the older you grow, the more you start learning things. You have to be. That's why our circles get smaller as we grow, because you start realizing. Oh no, I must give to who gives back.
Yeah.
I must choose who chooses me. Because we want people to like us all the time, we're always giving.
Yes.
Love you. And then when you listen, you only hear three I love yous back.
Mm.
Yes.
So focus on the three I love yous.
Yeah, because in short, my wife loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my wife.
Because
Let me say it in Zulu. Uthando, luyathandana.
Ish.
Sure. Or
are
you, I'm loving as it's not the relationship.
Mm.
It's all about me loving her. Marina and Rat. So come force the bilabit. Come who pops up. So see 16 years kipelagaya on this more than 16 years
kipelagaya
on twee.
Yeah.
I love her because she loves me. And then guess what? Because at them, let me represent her. She loves me because I love her.
Mm. Yes. Okay.
Maybe when I'm alone in the studio, give a selfish about I love her because of. And guess what? I have to love someone who loves me. That's Jolene Mutwasa, Jolene Lynn. Some people go they think they are in love. Their achievements.
Yo.
You think you are dating someone can is dating G-Wagon. You think you are dating someone can is dating the estate that I have. You think you are dating someone can is dating your status as automotive TV and people will know I'm dating him. Emona, people are not in love in those houses.
Hey.
Sure.
Hey. Ojola only one. When do you think you are in love? Hey. You are in love, yes, but they're not in love with you.
Hey.
That's when, Bon, if SARS comes.
God is the love.
Or baby, or king.
Just annoyed.
Yeah, then people become annoyed because of you don't have something that they love more in.
They love you.
Someone, but my water broke, they think of that guy.
Yes.
What van? Because that guy will transport them. Shoot the van. Vanish. If the van vanishes, they will never think of that person. Yeah. When they say my water broke, they think of Uber. You are no longer in use for them. But some people, if they love you truly, like my wife loves Dr. Malinga, you know that person already rang, we will fix the van as a community.
Because it takes a village to raise a community.
Yeah, you'll fix your... Yeah, You'll fix your man. You'll fix your wife. Because your wife is not perfect.
Yes.
Your man is not perfect. We're fixing each other. I don't love when we are doing it, maybe on karma, like Kapula temperature.
Thank you so much for getting that off your chest.
So, Doc, we've got a section, more show, little Norrens, the improvements.
Yes.
What did you judge?
I see.
Mamela, so.
Regularly met.
Mamela, carpet.
Carpet.
Go Udrager Lenasia, go Mayfair. Bona, Doc, Renali section, by Biza, get it off your chest.
Liver.
Yeah.
Next to the liver.
So, a lot of people are carrying things on their chest.
Yes.
They use a PNC helpline. They send in their voice notes, Rebafa advice.
Okay.
Are you ready for the voice notes?
Yes, yes.
Maestro, Alberto Pinamo.
Get it off your chest. Lay it to rest. Get it off your chest. We can help you the best. Get it off your chest. You don't have to guess. Here on PNC, we're on the quest to help you relieve that stress.
Get it off your chest.
Brought to you by Podcast and Chill Network. Podcast and Chill Network. We love you. You love us. Then let us know by subscribing. Click that like and subscribe button. Put the notification bell so that you know that every Wednesday at 3 p.m. we are live on PNC.
First voice note. Hey. PNC. People in need in comedy.
Yeah, what's up? I'd like to greet Bobops, Farida, Ferrofi, the Ferrofis, hey! And Titi, the Shumeric, the Barbaric, and also Victor Mhlongo. Yes, I know you like that time you still call yourself Victor. And also Chandra Abrahams, and also Matthew. I got a lot of people are not greeting Matthew. I don't know why. Hello, Matthew.
Because he's white.
Good. Oh, yeah. Hi. How's the weather? Hi. Anyways, I'm here like to ask maybe something simple, but yet it's complex. But yeah. So I'm a guy who's 21, right?
Faster.
And like I grew up with no father, but that's no excuse. Hey. But anyways, I just need like. Like mainly advice. Maybe you could also add something to the advice, Farida. So basically, like like as a man who's 21, what mistakes do you guys do at this age so that I can learn from? Because right now, like, I just don't want to capitalize on my opportunities here. Go skolong. I'm doing my last year. Okay. Wanna focus. It's just that I just don't want to be distracted. Also, can I also ask, when is the perfect time for me to date? Because I just want to get things sorted out. But one of my friends, he's advising me to explore. But, like, I'm just, like, kind of, like, too shy to explore. You know, when they say explore, they say I must be... Like, you know what they mean, but anyways, it's just that, like, I just need, like, mainly advice, Ebo. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, son. So, in short, Mfanoro or Gojola Ning?
Gojola Ning, and what mistakes must I avoid? Ki 21, I don't want to make mistakes. I want to make sure her kids are scared like your fits.
More lifing.
He doesn't want to mess up in life. He grew up without a father. He's scared. He doesn't want to do anything that's going to mess up his life. But at the same time, he's asking us, when is the right time for Akale Khujola, I explore. I'm kind of taking Khurhasoka a checker in, go come and come.
Oh, what
for
an
hour.
Can I go reception? How much for 5 minutes?
Yeah, deadline. I guess you. Okay, Mfanaga, Bona Mfanaga. First of all, Banalor, the body is a temple. How about the body is your temple? But are the same body is the same body that you'll take a flight with, you'll take a bicycle with, you'll drive with, you'll cry with, or you will run with, has it about TBs and stuff. So take care of your body. Don't have the HIV, don't have the mang mang. Take care of, bana and stuff. So the main thing is just not to prevent. Libanyana, Oscar prevent the onzo izoro, don't have the condom. Wang arnaginagui, mamara, kamo busy, ubetaga, kantuela. So you must prevent things that they come into your body. Wang understand. So save yourself for future. Use that condom. Condom, yogi mahala, iberigi saying, save your body first, and then latanyana has to go to grill someone. Or omoratan, because if you can't tell you when to date, what if unyago jola no, or I love you but I don't love you. Naranda wotor mibu jola got 22, mara about umele, they don't agree to be in love with you and stuff. So date how so if only that feeling or I want to date, but be on a safe side. Oscar dronge, Oscar, love yourself before you can love that person. Loving yourself before orare when you want to make a child. People who want to make child, they do HIV test so that bakone ikatela. The way it is. One understand. So my brother, be safe. The main thing, use the condom. Now life will channel you towards the right decision. One understand. But the main thing is that just protect that board. 25 says or rata face. One understand. People are sick out there. Just be safe on a condom and sitting there automatically you'll meet someone who will steal your heart attack. One understand. I attack at the heart and then attack via heart attacks and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's manly advice.
Beautiful. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Yeah. That's what life is about.
But and use
life
a condom. Is, don't make a mistake.
No, I'm not talking don't big mistakes.
Yeah,
I'm saying
I know.
That if you want to go through life not making mistakes, it's basically impossible. Life is about solving problems.
What and if you don't, you are a mistake in this life?
Yes, and that's what I'm going to play devil's advocate with that.
Rebabaya. Matsini so kitse emella. Matsini so kire
ashu.
Yeah, but it's like
whatever.
It's
like I get all feels.
Matsuru baba has mentioned grab, yeah.
Yeah, because and I think that's why I mentioned the fact that I think that's why I mentioned or Anna timer, because when you don't have a dad,
then,
and there's a lot of information around you, it feels like you're under pressure to not make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because one mistake, that means that, you understand, you know that...
You don't even know what is the mistake.
You don't even know what's the mistake. You know, chelete ba ikreang for school fees sagago. You know, it's a gather. People have to gather to
make this,
So you're not allowed to fail. Especially when you're a stepchild. You're not allowed to fail.
Also, at 21, in a fatherless home, you realize that I am the man now.
Yeah.
Basically, I am the man of the house now. So again, a lot of things are resting on me. People have paid for me to be here. I need to make everyone proud. And that's a lot of pressure that fatherless kids put themselves through.
They believe in me.
They go, I have to carry so much because I don't have insurance policy. When dad is there, you know, I'm allowed to make a few mistakes. Well, I have a place to...
I want a medical.
What I'm actually saying is I understand not making mistakes, but I'm saying that if you look at life like I must be always be solving problems. What's my problem? I'm failing at school. I must solve that problem. If I made the mistake of making someone pregnant, what's the problem? I need money. I need to solve that problem of having money to be a father. So you always just solving problems.
I thought it was money for a push.
Because people
Tabiso Marque. Yo, Tabiso.
Second voice note. Greetings to the team as a whole. Specifically, shout out to Shandre for taking the necessary steps to become Mr. Abrahams.
Thank you. I got an elephant baby.
What I'd like to get off my chest today is I'm just going to get straight into it, give you a little bit of background. There's three of us at home. I'm the second born, so I'm the middle child. And then I've got an older brother and a younger brother. My dad passed away just a few years ago, around 2021. And about a year or so later, we heard that my mother had been seeing somebody, right? And myself and my older brother had agreed that, okay, it's about time, you know, as she is human after all. But we didn't have an issue with it. I'm the only one having an issue with it now. My older brother is a little bit less outspoken than I am, right? So only reason I'm having an issue with it now started off when the guy moved in, right? Granted that, okay, myself and my older brother, we both have our own places now. We're not renting. We both own our own places. But he can't just move in into another man's house. Is that really the type of father figure we want it to be there for my little brother? As he's still young. He's like grade 8 now, if I'm correct.
What?
Then he started moving things out of our rooms in particular to make space for whatever he wants to make space for. And I spoke to my mother about the issue and we had a bit of a tiff about it, but we got over that. And the biggest issue happened about a few weeks ago where he hit my little brother. And he called me in the middle of the night saying, dude, I need you to come fetch me. This is what's happening. Mm. And I got there and to be honest, I was a little enraged, right? Because how do you hit somebody in their own home? How do you make somebody uncomfortable in their own space, you know? And me and him did go at it. And, you know, the dude was close to catching hands if it wasn't for my mother.
Mm.
And so I had an argument with my mother and she did eventually say some hurtful stuff. And right now, myself and my mother were not really in a good space, right? And well, the boy should know, usually in most cases, your mother is your first love, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really a tough situation right now, especially with me considering I'm going to take my little brother and come and let him come stay with me, you know? So I don't know, some advice on that.
Yeah, you know, speaking of the things that you said.
That is a very tough one.
There's a show of mine. Elongori, I will shoot it very soon. Barge, my step parent. I'll be attacking stepfathers and stepmothers who mistreat the kids and stuff. So
ex-repo wabatswadi.
Yeah, but... I will be helping them because I know the issues. That thing. I will say it for the first time in my life in any interview. What I will say now, because I'm saying it because of the boy just touched me. Wabon. Mm-hmm. Most interviews, when they ask me, because my mother was banned. Understand? Like, after Bamo, I'm still experiencing. Can I give you your
reference?
So my mother was banned. So most of the interviews since I started my career, I used to say my mother was banned by a Prama stove. Mm. Prama stove. And it was not for the first time in my life, in any interview in this world, those interviews I did, my mother was not banned by a Prama stove. My mother was banned by a boyfriend. And Angala nobody, yeah, malingora dolla. Hey, what? Hey, whatever. My mother was banned by a Prama stove. So that's why, you know, I've been through a lot. In many things, not financial, emotional, anything that is emotional, financial, everything. I've been in a lot. So that's why I took a decision sometimes, and then I became my own psychologist since I did not afford one.
But do you realize, because even now you said it again, and I don't think you realized, you said my mother was burned by a Prama stove. That was your coping mechanism.
Yes. Mm. One understand. Yeah. So I couldn't like maybe say, I'll feel like a boyfriend. Because when I say, I'll feel like a boyfriend, my expression, it will be different. If I say, I'll feel like a boyfriend, that means there's anger that comes. And one understand.
Yes.
So, but I just said, my mother was banned by a Prama stove, just also to protect her mother was banned by a boyfriend.
And you know what's traumatic about going through something like that, especially when you're young, right? When you witness your mom getting hit by a boyfriend, especially when you're a young man or a young boy, do you know that feeling of feeling powerless? That feeling of like, I couldn't... like you said, your mother's a first love.
Mm.
You not being able to protect your mom, not even against your dad, but like some random dude, right?
Mm.
So that's why I think this is one of the most difficult voice notes we've ever gotten, because when the voice note started, I thought about acceptance, right? Mm-hmm. I think I once shared with you guys offline, Jorge, my grandmother started seeing some guy years later after my grandfather passed on. But because...
Your grandmother?
But we started guararing that guy. then I think because my grandmother was old school and whatnot, because we started doing that and having chips and whatnot, she distanced herself from that guy. Mm-hmm. And when I look back at it this day, I go, shame, we denied our grandmother... A second chance, love, companionship, because we were not okay with the idea of being with someone else, even though it had been decades since my grandfather had passed on. But, so that's selfishness as kids.
Yeah.
So I thought of that in the beginning of the voice note.
And then it continued.
But then as it continued, you start hearing that thing, okay, this guy has moved into the house. Cool, nothing wrong, because as a woman, I still need to let a man be a man.
Mm.
But then, because he's coming into the house. But as a man, we should be going to your house.
Yes.
But fine, maybe I'm in the position of power. You are at my house now. Cool. I'm allowing you to be a man. But in me allowing you to be a man, you need to also understand, I have kids who used to live here, who are now looking at me, and the young one. I don't know what it is, but I think what sent our guy off is that, yes, we've been uncomfortable all along with all these things, but he hit the younger brother.
But that's a normal situation, guys. Let's not be...
Yeah,
also not be like... crazy.
Hitting a disciplined child is normal, but
imagine someone you had a beef with all along. That's what I'm saying. He didn't like the idea that mom has moved on. Didn't like the idea that mom has let this guy move in and
can
now he's changing.
Can I
all of a sudden,
come to
Oshapa, was the straw, the last straw.
Come guys, and come.
It's a normal. It's a normal situation for all these things. There's nothing peculiar about this thing. If somebody dies, if somebody's partner or husband dies, they have to find somebody eventually, right? And they find somebody, they've got kids. It's a normal thing that we move into the house that works best. You have young kids. Maybe I don't have a house or whatever. This is not a normal, it's not a new thing that, you know, people are moving into each other's houses like that. And then you get there, there's going to be problems. Your mom is now a girlfriend to somebody and your mother as well. And then there's a child inside. If I go into a house and there's a child and the child is doing like disrespectful things, it is my duty to do something. Okay. It is my duty to discipline the kid. I'm not saying discipline in an abusive way, but I can tell when there's a lot of emotion that goes into things.
There should not be abuse because one day you will drop the wrong person. So he sounds like he's a guy that's got it together.
No, I'm not
but
saying...
Imagine you hit someone who's like, I don't know, like a scorer.
Listen.
You end up hitting his little brother. He's going to come and trap you and say, sorry, mama.
If you beat, you must be willing to take whatever comes out of
that. That's what I'm saying.
Even as a stepfather, like, you can't just beat a child that you're not sure can beat you back. You know, like, but that's besides the point.
Beat me back.
Because it becomes the same situation. If he lost the fight, he can also send the same message. The father can send this message and say, okay, we should be like a stepchild.
Yeah.
Same way as the child is sending the message.
Stepfather. Because sometimes I'm a stepfather. Sometimes you are wrong. Daru is stepfather. You understand? So, Chaba local. You understand? You can't reprimand. Hey! You understand? But you are making noise since you are a stepfather. But if you are a father, oh, papa. And then when I say, hey, as a stepfather, but hey, where now? You understand? Hey, they have that thing, you are not my father.
Because even the timeline, wait, Sandra, like the timeline of the thing, it makes sense.
Wait, Abraham.
He said, wait. Emma Abraham.
Abraham,
yeah.
Just to save time.
Because he said, He said they first started dating.
Yes.
Then a couple of months later, I think he said six months.
Yeah.
He moved in.
Oh, that's love.
That's love.
Yeah. Hey, I used to stay Habom Sadiak.
Yes.
Kamana Homes.
New Canada.
I moved in Habom Sadiak. I was eating Kohabona. You understand? And later on, Gabon Roque Barata grocery. So I end up because I believe my love for my wife was formed by me staying at Kuhab.
Yes.
You understand? How? Because I was used to being a man. Because my wife on a granny. The kitchen, we had the kitchen. Abu Abraham. Where can I clean? Kitchen. And then my mother's wife. We're talking about my mother's wife. My wife's mother.
My mother's wife.
He gave birth to the mother. So my mother's wife went to Sangoma. My wife's mother went to Sangoma. You understand? And I'm left with the younger brother, two younger brothers. And then the older younger brother went to church. Like Annakoker again. I'm left with the young one. And then we can't leave him and go to my house. To go high. He have a son. Anger? Kemugrele a son. This is so. Automatically, I moved in. Protecting who? A younger brother, Wakuhabo, lay my stepchild. This is so. Every night, Karobana. And then guess what? My wife gave me food that I never ate at home. I'm fucking respect, man. Makaku. What is makaku?
Makaku is the pap.
What is makaku? The pap, the round pap.
Yeah,
the round pap. My wife gave me pap, relish, like drumstick. Because it was matching the puppies with a relish, this rope. No, and then, so it's matching. No, I'm on. So pops a rope. So that thing, you know, it formed my family that I have today. Because I saw, she's respectful. But here I'm okay. And guess what? Automatically, when our things were okay, we bought a house. Together, one understand, and then we moved in because of I feel it was the right thing to me for me to stay kuhab because I ate the jotsa kuhab. One understand, I opened the fridge the way I love, like Sarafina.
Double door.
Yeah, I know, but it was single one.
Okay,
so, first of all, regarding this guy's voice note. First of all, it's illegal to hit children in this country.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I know what he's saying.
There's always a reason to hit someone.
You can't hit. I said discipline.
You can't hit. Me, if you hit someone in my family, I'm hitting you. I don't care who was wrong. Don't hit. You trap, I trap back.
Yes. One hit, one.
Because if he hits, because like, that's why my mother will always be a hero to me. Like her second husband used to do that. And bro, like he used to hit her, used to hit me, used to hit his children. He was
Sorry, my brother.
Right now?
Hitman.
But then my mother one day, bro. He was a hitman. My mother one day, got so fed up and saw that there was no one coming to save her.
He didn't stay. Yeah. Bro. He didn't move him. Bro, he hit you and then he moved him. To find a new location to hit on your location. It's like you send a location. Come hit me here.
My mother got fed up, bruh, and she saw that no uncle, there was no one coming to help because everyone in that time period was like, yeah, this is normal. This is how our household is supposed to be. My mother picked up a half brick. Bro, that dude came home there. He thought it was just a norm. He's going to come and hit. Dude, as soon as he opened the door, my mother said, half brick.
Community
till
builder.
This day, he doesn't have front teeth. Till this day. Every time we look at him, I'm like, that's what my mother did.
Yeah.
She hit him with a half brick so hard, he ran away. He never came back.
I believe in your mother.
She divorced him.
Wow.
He didn't even come to court.
Would you come to court without teeth? You know how it is to squeal with no front teeth?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Your Honor. I'm a nice guy to be honest with you. Don't you tell your statement?
You're part of the story.
Yo, guys, I think...
Your mother is a community builder, my brother.
To the next voice note, but my brother, this is a unique situation, but no one should ever lift a hand to anyone in your family. Protect them, especially women, but
or a man, because I'm not about to you.
Everyone. Yeah, don't
ever to you. Come on, Jagamo.
But if anything, man, fight for your relationship with your mom. Fight for that.
Never ever let
make her understand.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can understand her.
Yes.
Because there was a point I wanted to make was, if you read between the lines of what this brother is saying, it already sounds negative towards the stepfather situation.
Yeah.
And the other brother is a little bit soft-spoken.
So he
and he's the one who's struggling with this thing.
Mm.
But now... considering your mother has raised three men, she sounds like a woman who knows how to make good choices.
Mm.
It's like a sound woman.
Mm.
So I don't think she would just let that guy be abusive to one of her children.
Mm-mm.
And then if this bro went and confronted to find good to that boy, the young boy, was the one wrong. And then he also came with energies that were improper. Obviously, the mother would be like, "Angeg,
there's something
Now, so vute another brother. So now, it's a tough situation to put your mother in. Before we even get to how do you solve it, to put your mother in that situation of having to choose between a children and a boy love in a life is...
It's
unfortunate that you had to put her in that position to even consider making a decision about this. So I think at the basis of it, it's not even about how to fix the situation. Focus on the relationship with your mother.
Yes.
But you have to probably apologize for putting her in such a situation, and also try and understand her perspective in all of this. Because it's still the house.
Yeah. Oh. By the way, it's like a one-sided story.
It's a one-sided story.
Yes, maybe they should apologize to the mom. But at the same time, that man must also apologize to the light.
Yes, yes.
Guys, we live in a different time.
Yeah.
You can't be laying hands, bruh.
Nothing.
If something is wrong, we can have a family meeting, we can discuss.
What if he didn't?
But I'm just telling you now, as a brother, as a husband, as a cousin, as a friend, if you lay hands, you will get hands. Mm. Then we'll discuss
hand
after. But hand-to-hand combat will happen. Next voice note, Matthew.
Hand-to-hand, mouth-to-mouth.
Hola, Fade. I'd like to remain anonymous for now, Fade. First time, get it off your chest. Hola, them. Hola, Tete. Hi, my lady Faria. Nani Bafiti in the back. That's who salute you, man. Hey, man, in a scotcheling is paid in 8 years now, guys. I'm as man, which can I get it off my chest, man? So 8 years ago, I lost my mom, who had been a breast cancer survivor for like the past 12 years prior to that. So when I had moved to Erez during varsity days, she had to hire someone to assist her, you know, with the house chores and stuff like that, which was something I would do for her, you know, knowing that condition that she's in. Imagine if you special as I'm saying, I mama lo, I'm hiring. So now you hire Malifu and then you pass away. I don't think doesn't sit well with me, guys. But like, I guess I'm getting it off my chest now. But see, 8 years ago, this lady called Malifu was hired by my mother. And then, what's your name, mom? Open morning at Jalula. So yeah.
Coincidence, Ari.
Yeah.
His mom, if I'm getting it right, his mom hired a lady to work for her called Malif. Malifu translates to mother of funerals. Yeah, so he's trying to link that to the mom's death, going, ever since this lady came into my mom's life, that's when she left. But the poor lady's name is Malif. My brother, unfortunately, we don't choose our names. They are chosen for us. Yes. Talking about the Malifu, the funeral parlor we use at home is Kupani's Funerals in Orlando.
Kupan.
Yeah.
Which means?
Not Kopan.
Not Kopan.
Cool.
Kupan. But it's the street that it's in. In Orlando. That street is called Sifasonke Street.
Yo!
And it's Sifasonke.
We all die.
Yeah.
Street.
I can imagine if you're going to pay per month, we want that street tomorrow. I'm dying.
So
funny.
It's like living in a street where everyone has AIDS and the street's name is Songes Bonyela.
Bonyela, John. And there's a Abuba Ababati Sinama Bonyela Society.
Sinama Bonyela Society.
The society is Sinama Bonyela.
Sinama Bonyela.
Ah,
which is in. Ah, that.
Ya Bonyela kanani kanani. Funi mali am. Funi mali am ngifake yonke.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ya don Bonyeli.
This sounds like Zanzu.
Hey Zanzu. Ngibona bakufaka kunama entrance fee. Ngena ngebhodlela.
Wathi ba
ngudu.
You know.
Yeah. I will pay.
Do you know what kills me about Zanzu, ne? This video is that at some point those niggas, someone in the club said, boys are delicious.
Hey! At the back. The crowd did at the back. So you must order wisely when you go to Zanzu. Don't order things that you won't allow to get into your body.
The double entendre of it all.
Don't allow when you order, sometimes you must order something NS virus man.
Yeah.
It's like you're ordering a spade.
Estropez.
Yeah. yongena ku
unga odi xo I xo I wide
labanye baphuza black
game ngiyabona all the chillers pants microphone and we have to hold your girl
I'm from the University of Limpopo, please. Oh, please.
Damn,
that thing is so unfortunate, bro. Because those guys will want to groove again one day.
No one's grooving after that.
You'll have the edge to go and groove.
Even if
every time you see a bottle on Ultrom,
if you don't have a good accident, you'll want to drive the
everything
car.
Everything I drink in a class from now on.
No, Mara, they must go to at least welding. If they want to groove again, it's not a problem, but they must be alert. They must get a lock. They must go to the welding guy or welder on the gate so that he can prepare a shield for them
for
so
Marau.
That anything can come in.
Or Kenya exhaust pipe.
Black on black violence. Because that guy was doing black label.
Look, on that note, my brother, it's a coincidence. When's the limit? Voice note. My brother, it's a coincidence that your mom, the person your mom hired, Kimalifu. Everything that happens in the world is God's divine.
Cancer survivors.
Yes, shout out to all the cancer survivors. Shout out to her for surviving that long and fighting through it. You got given all those extra years with her.
Yeah.
Rather focus on that and stop trying to find a reason why she left. Malifu's name is not the reason your mom left.
And I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Chester.
Marule
Chester.
Breast cancer. You are going there.
On a little liver, yo.
Oh, yeah, and then
you have a liver, yo.
You have a liver.
Leave us alone.
Kimo. Close the show. Now.
Kimo.
Yo. And we're not cutting
out. Fitzy's back.
Yes. We missed you. Welcome back.
Kimo.
I know.
Therapy.
Hey, cheese
bro,
baby.
She's dead, bro. Come on.
She is.
No, I must be sad.
Not now.
Mara, at least...
Okay, explain her.
She's dead.
I'm not saying...
We are on your side.
She's dead and she achieved something.
Yeah.
That certificate.
Also, Titi's not the one who did it.
Yes, it's not Titi.
Good night.
It probably says natural causes.
Yes,
there's not you, bro. It's not like when the machine
switched
off.
It's not Mali
Fuzma.
What a great one there by Chandra Newley Abraham.
The Malingar, I'm going down.
6 feet.
Underground, baby.
I'm dying on red.
Is
close. Kimela Kimu.
Kimu. Kimela Kimu.
Utalelena lobola ya dimu. I heard people complaining when they close in the grave, ne? And then when I get the box goes down first, and then the first grass that they put in there has like rocks.
Yeah.
Uka luka hilo. But you are
You
don't know some ufu.
Garba gogoda. Wana to bana rubla ini kuma.
Come in, Papa. Ute.
Mara lebole la. Why is Mogi abona lebole la everything? That interview and stuff. Mara lebo journalism.
No,
guys, tell us if you approve. We'll donate for you. One donate is enough. We'll donate for you. No, I want to donate. I want
this camera Masimba.
Yes, I want to pay it forward. I want to pay it forward. Talk to me, guys. Things are better.
Beautiful
now.
Collaboration. Kiona Simba and KFC.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zimba ke Zimba.
But a zinga for Lola.
Yeah, Zay.
right.
We get like how do you
but this is a mola plate, it's a six. And what was six? And then barbatsula pumpkin. Not, no, not for me. Who said we are giving you in? Not yours. Son.
That's why it's a little chapel one. I'm a little Zimba.
I'm going to go with that. Get me the dog.
Well, I'm sure
you. Get on a leg to Scotland.
Yo, cheese babies.
Yo, I'm sorry, guys.
Yo.
Doctor, will tell about it there, wait. But I'm going to go to the
but go in the mall. Doctor Malenga Rutu. I can get down here. What's a down
here? That song, you're coming in there.
They see me rolling. They hate it. Patrolling, they try to catch me rolling.
Yo, deep is always up a bonor and get a good remote control.
Yeah, yell so clever.
A girl.
Have you ever arrested a guy in a wheelchair?
You're strong. Bro.
Yeah, I mean,
you have to be, you break with those hands.
All they have.
How do you think they break? There's no break. Yo, carpet. There's no break. You break your hands.
Those
hands are ABS.
Maro strong.
Yo, so strong. Those guys mustn't smack you.
Yeah. But again, you go into the skin. Or get off in Mimi. Open a Mimi. Tough on Mimi. Okay. I'm not getting my daughter more.
I'm actually seeing now guys in wheelchairs fight. They always say, come here. I wanna come here. I just
they give you location. They don't want to come to you.
I swear I'm not going to hit you. Just come.
They come here.
As soon as you come close.
Would you fight someone in a wheelchair?
No.
I wouldn't. No.
What if you didn't know? What if it was road rage and you were arguing? And then when you opened the door and got out, he opened the door.
I'll overturn him like a chicken that I'm frying.
Kick his feet.
A road rage.
He doesn't feel road nothing.
Rage. I know.
Which road?
Which road? Good night.
Horizon off-road.
Good night.
I'll throw him out like a bucket of water.
Good on that note, cheese babies. Guys, do you want to come back next week or not? Do you still want to have a show next week?
We will have a show.
Oh, I forgot to introduce you. You are dressed like the snake from Anaconda.
Don't bite us.
Pop up for the party. Cheese babies, we are out. Dr. Malenga, back on top. Thank you for joining us, Thank Papa.
Yeah,
any special projects you want to shout out shamelessly, a plug? Yeah. Anything you want to...
Shamelessly. It's time, because you know Dr. Malenga on a voice, but people, if they can talk about nice voices or golden voices, they will never mention Dr. Malenga because overshadow, I get a kick and stuff. So I want to go to Afropop and Afro Jazz because I did that Kanye Jabu Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
Zimbao. Because we look at the color. No, like...
What about you?
I don't like the color.
Oh,
color song, color 60s. Yeah, born. So I'm going to for Afro pop and Afro jazz.
Nice.
Yeah, get over because I'm also changing the attire. I wanna change the suits. I wanna because give only like
it's a rebrand.
I'm busy losing weight. Well, I understand.
Yes.
And then I lost 5-6 kilometers.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. 6 kilometers.
You've come far.
In 2 weeks.
You've come far.
So I have a secret ingredient that I'm losing weight. Well, I understand.
Yes. Okay, so
later pick. On. The dude that you fall alive line again, not lose weight. So I'm changing the attire. I'm changing many things. Like you asked me that time already, what change is saying? Because 2024, I made a choice out. I want to leave some friends. I want to sell. If I sell my resort, I want to sell the resort. Because I don't need it anymore. I sell everything. I give out everything. I will give it out to another mother because I don't need it. Donating. So everything, I don't need it in my life. So that I can get myself. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to Afro Pop and Afro Jazz and I also signed artist, Molingas Entertainment, Leon Lee Mangtagi. Blah, blah, blah. And then First Lady K, Seven Step, Leb Zamfana, and then Madlugs. So I'm pushing Lingas Entertainment. One understand. So, but we are doing very well, and then we thank people for supporting us.
Nice.
Yo, I just want to thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for choosing you.
Ish. I needed that.
Yes.
Thank you
for choosing.
Like
you.
Every time here, because they're gonna let that
tension.
Yeah, every time. But since Gregile, barking those cars that I wanted. Tension everybody for pipes.
It's all going around.
It's all going around.
The tension is going out. And nothing is going in.
Yeah, no.
And then some people will say, hey, Maling Onale. Zanzibar. Yeah. One understand. So, but one of that thing, I already Malinga on Babang. One of that thing, I already late adolescent. Can't get late
reward. Late.
No. Keep late. That word, man. Like,
gratification.
I know it's the wrong word that I will use, but it's late loving yourself.
Yeah.
But there's a word.
It's self-care.
Yeah, like a couple of long, I chose myself late.
Yes.
One understand.
It's something cation, something yeah. dedication.
Right according time. To them, because no. at my age, no. according to them.
Yes, that's
but
fine.
Not according to
no.
me. When I'm, now I will ref the pipe the one I want to ref for it.
Oh, yes.
One understand, because before next I ref the pipe, most places out to ref pipe, I build my house, my mother house.
Mm.
Most places say, most places will bra, 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 I build my grandmother house.
So with every
house.
Rep, you're paying yourself back.
You always put people ahead of you.
No, it's all about me. I'm selfish about me. And guess what? It's the new Malinga that you love more. Because
nice.
He put himself first. And yes. then if you you truly love me, you love the way I love myself.
Yes.
And then you love me for that.
Aish. And we love you for loving us. Yes. We love you for yeah. always being with us.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the first time you see Dr. Malinga here. And it definitely will not be the last. Yes. She's babies. We want to thank you for watching this episode of PNC.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember, if you liked what you saw today, remember to like and subscribe. Yes, we are the biggest podcast in Africa, but we need those subscriptions. We are on our way to 2 million. 1.5, Ashu, we see you. Mar, we are on the road to 2 million. Thank you for joining us. It's me, Farida, Thabiso Mhlongo, Shandre, Nafan Veg, Tsitsi the Para, and of course, ladies and gentlemen, the man who might not have a PhD, but is qualified in giving us the medicine that yes. heals our hearts and our souls, the one and only Dr. Malinga.
Thank you so much.
Njeng petrol guma for pipe, we are out.
Thank you.